all these different musical styles that you've played, do you have one that's your favorite style of music?
Well, it developed. As far as my style goes, Bronson, it developed. And this is something that, as I encounter young players, it's a struggle to get across to them. Because, you know, you get a young player and they idolize a Clapton or a Hendrix or they idolize Jack White or whatever. And I try to tell them, no, listen, learn it all. You see what I'm saying? Uh-huh. You got to listen to everything. What do you mean? Listen to everything. You got to develop a vocabulary, Bronson. You got to develop a deep vocabulary. After that, then you start to specialize in what your thing is. Your thing will develop. But you can't just copy one person, you know? There's an old saying from school that if you copy one person, it's plagiarism. But if you copy five, it's research, you know? So I try to get people to understand, I played everything, man. Of course I love the Beatles. Of course, and the Stones. Of course I love Dylan. Of course I loved, you know, just like everybody else, right? But when I was a kid learning to play, I listened to polka music and conjunto music and jazz and country and bluegrass and folk and just name it. If it was good and I could understand it, I tried it. Mm-hmm. I was in all sorts. I was in a Dixieland band for fun. I was in a big band, like a big, you know, a 40s big band. Mm-hmm. You know, I've been in in numerous rock bands, country bands. You know, I put my time in bluegrass and folk, in country, so that when I come to a record session, I've got a vocabulary, Bronson. You know, and so whatever it is you want to do, I'm qualified to do that with you. You know, I know who Joe Pass is, you know, just like I know who Phil Spector is, just like I know who Brian Wilson is or John Lennon is or whatever. I know who Lorinda Amieva is, you know. I understand what those things are because I've gone into them deeply. So anyway, you asked about my style. It just developed from that. Now, once I did all that, then I started putting together things that I liked. But it's only been in the recent years that I've done my own projects. I've done two of my own CDs leading, and I'm in the middle of the third one, and I'm going to release it as a trilogy. And so, you know, my style, which developed probably most powerfully during Newgrass, but, you know, it just developed from first doing developing a good vocabulary and then starting to put together what my voice was. It takes a while. It's called maturity.
So do you have any advice for somebody that's new to Nashville that might be reading the magazine or reading one of my sites and what they might do to get into the session world?
Well, my advice, for whatever it's worth, is that Nashville is a small town. And it may not perceive itself as such, but it's a small town. And so meeting people and forging some kind of relationships is paramount. You know, Bronson, I worked for you when I was a brand new session guy here in Nashville. How did I meet you? I met you through this guy and through that guy, mm-hmm. right?
Right.
And we ran into each other. It really is a personal contact thing. Very difficult to parachute your thing into town from somewhere else.
Yeah.
You got to invest in being here. Then you go around to the writers' nights or to the showcases. There's tons of them. And you meet people. And as soon as you can, you throw your hat in the ring. You put your thing up there, and you keep putting it up there until you get input and you shape it to where, you know, you get a word-of-mouth thing going around. That's really the only thing I know to do, is to come here, be here, meet people, you know, and be open. Be open to, you know, input, whether it's positive or negative, mm-hmm. because there's nothing as valuable as a free audience to play for and to get feedback from them. But the most important thing is meeting people and, you know, getting a chance to let them know who you are and what you do.
Now, you just mentioned that you had your record that you've been working on. Fill us in on that. When can we expect it? What are you going to call it?
Well, I've got a couple done on the website now. and the first one was called Request with a capital Q, mm-hmm. Layers of Meaning. And then the second one was Revision with a capital V. Mm-hmm. And my daughter suggested, because I was fishing for a third one for the last one, and she said retard, but I thought that was that was ugly. I just thought that was wrong of her to say that.
Yeah.
So the third one will be called Renew with a capital N. Mm-hmm. So that was just a thing that I did. And the reason I'm putting three out, Bronson, is just because I waited years and years and years to do my own thing.
Yeah.
I played on hundreds of other people's records. And, of course, you could say that I had a full input in the Newgrass Revival catalog, proud of that. But my own songs, singing, playing, arranging, producing. Of course, there's lots of great Nashville buddies on these records, wonderful players and such. But it's my idea of putting together a sound, a style that it's me. And, you know, that probably will be done by the summer or the fall, be out the end of this year.
So you mentioned your website. That's patflynnmusic.com, right?
Yeah, you got to remember to put the music in.
Right.
Because I think patflynn.com, there's a guy in Florida who's trying to sell you land or something. You know, but patflynnmusic.com.
Is there anything else you'd like folks to know about that you have coming up to promote? Any special shows or events? Or you're just enjoying some time in town before you go back on the road?
Yeah, just I'm producing a couple of very exciting acts. I've got a kid named Tyler Flowers, who's in the finals tonight at Puckett's for Nashville Star.
Very cool. Good luck on that.
Thank you. He's a terrific writer. Young kid out of college. He's out of David Lipscomb. He has, I hate to drop names as far as frame of reference, but just to give you an idea, he's got the kind of depth that John Mayer has. And he has that kind of fiery personality. Writes all of his own stuff. And we've been in the studio for most of a year just crafting it. So I've been enjoying that, producing several acts and finishing my own thing and doing sessions and special events on the road.
I sure appreciate you doing this, Pat.
Yeah, man.
I really
appreciate you asking me.
It's been too long since I've seen you. I always enjoy your company.
Thank you. You too.